Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that we be hearers and doers of your word, as in James 1, verse 23 to 25. We do not want to be a hearer only. We do not want to observe ourselves and go away and forget what we like, but we want to look into the perfect law of liberty and continue in it, so that we are not forgetful hearers, but doers of the work, and then we can be blessed in what we do. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning is Matthew 3, verse 16 to 17 in KJV. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." When it says, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, some think it was Jesus that saw the Spirit of God descending on himself. But I think it's highlighting the fact that John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending on Jesus like a dove. And that's why John said in a later time, "I saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove, and that's why I knew that he is the Messiah, the Son of God." John 1, 29 to 34. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water." And John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." All scripture is God-breathed, and we can see the beauty of the Old Testament scriptures pertaining to this reading. In Psalm 2, verse 7, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my Son. Today I have begotten you.'" Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 5. Actually, I was totally blown away by the whole chapter, but let's just do the 5 verses. "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist." Again in Isaiah 42, verse 1, and again, actually the whole chapter plus the next one was a total blessing to me. But here's verse 1. "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles." So we see that Jesus was prophesied about in the Old Testament, and he has fulfilled all but one Israeli festival, which is the Festival of the Booths. That is still going to happen. That will be fulfilled when he comes back, when he returns for us, his bride. The other name for that is the Feast of Tabernacles. Although from a believer's point of view, it has been fulfilled by the Holy Spirit making his dwelling in our tabernacles, our bodies, because our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. As in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." This is not the only time God spoke out of heaven his approval of Jesus. In 2 Peter 1, verse 16-18, Peter tells about the mountain of transfiguration. "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Jesus speaks of it in his own words in John 10, verse 17 to 18. "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." Again, we see the willingness of Jesus to sacrifice himself on our behalf. Jesus says in John 10:10-11, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." In fact, he goes on from verse 12 to say that the hireling doesn't care for the sheep like the shepherd does, and the hireling is more inclined to run away from the wolf than fight the wolf and defend his sheep from the wolf, because they're not his sheep. But the shepherd who owns the sheep and loves the sheep will be willing to fight the wolf and lay down his life to save the lives of the sheep. I got into a dog fight on Thursday morning. I was taking a dog for a walk that belongs to a lady I work for, and another dog jumped over the fence and came to attack the dog that I was walking with, and I shouted at it and, you know, all that, but it was intent on getting to the dog that I was with. So the other guy across the road, who was by his driveway gate, said I should pick up the dog. So I picked it up, but she was panicking, so she was struggling and throwing her weight around, so I fell down and grazed my knee and my hand. Yes, I got hurt in defending the dog. I didn't get attacked by the other dog, but the dog was going for the dog that I was looking after. And I did my best to protect the dog. And Jesus is a lot stronger than us mere humans, and so he protects us a lot better than I could protect that dog. And he gave himself as an ultimate sacrifice. He gave it all. He didn't hold anything back. He came to earth. He left his glory behind. Can I explain it this way? The difference between the sun and the moon is that the sun shines light from burning fuel, and it goes at thousands of degrees, and it is incredibly hot and incredibly bright. If you look at the sun, you're going to damage your eyes. And of course, if you stay in the sun too long, you're going to get sunburned. The thing is that there is power, immense power, in that ball of fuel that is the sun. The moon is a very round lump of rock. It does not have any fuel whatsoever. All it does is exist and reflect the light of the sun. It does not have any fuel. It does not have any means of producing light or energy or anything else. It simply reflects the light that is there. When Jesus came down from heaven to earth, it was like he switched off the fuel in his powerhouse and became a dull, reflective ball of rock, like the moon. So he limited himself to the human form, to the human capabilities, and he prayed to his Father daily to be able to fulfill the mission of saving humanity. He left his power behind. He switched off that powerhouse of fuel. If you could imagine switching off the sun like you switch off a gas light, that's what Jesus did when he became fully man, although he was fully God. And so, as a man, he gave the ultimate sacrifice, which was to lay down his life for us, so that whoever believes in him shall not die, shall not spend eternity in hell, but shall live forever in that beautiful, beautiful place where love is so tangible, you can feel it, you can cut through it like a knife. It will be so amazing when we see Jesus face to face. We cannot imagine what it's going to be like. And this is what was spoken about when God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." This is what he was talking about. This is part of me. This is the Son, which is part of the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Father. It's part of God, and yet he is fully human. He is fully limited to the form required for the sacrifice. So, reflect God's light and love and amazing grace, as the moon reflects the light of the sun, so we reflect the light of our amazing, loving Redeemer.